Now that you've become a master of reading faster and learning more, we're going to learn how to use that information to maximize our profitability and success in a world where what you know determines your ability to be successful. The section on brain-based learning can be played and learned while driving in a car. The other sections should be done while seated at a table. You could schedule your studies into several modules. You could study brain-based learning strategies, how to overcome writer's block and get into a flow state, and then practice your skills in a variety of subject matter areas. Ideally, I would recommend doing this in one or two sittings, but if your schedule doesn't permit, you can break it down into these independent modules and get very good results. Now, we're ready to begin the module on brain-based learning. More information has been learned about your brain and how it works in the last 10 years than of all of previous human history. Sometimes people will come up to me and say, "I don't think I'm that intelligent." I say, "Really? Do you have any idea of the power of the human brain? Your brain has 100 billion cells. And the number of connections that your brain is believed to be capable of making is 10 to the 800th power. How big a number is 10 to the 800th power? It's more than the number of atoms in the entire universe. A few years ago, I was having dinner in New York City with a neurophysiologist who told me some fascinating statistics about the brain and its learning potential. He said, imagine every connection inside of your brain was represented by a single sheet of paper. He said, guess how high the pile of paper would be from the number of connections in just a single cubic centimeter of brain tissue. I took a guess. He said, well, maybe about the height of the Empire State Building. He said, wrong. A single cubic centimeter of brain tissue has as many connections as the equivalent of a pile of paper that would reach from the Earth to the Moon 250,000 miles away. That's amazing. And he says, and what's more, if one was to take all of the connections in the brain, and for each one that was found, we made one sheet of paper on a large pile, how far out do you think that pile of paper would go? And right now, I was pretty much sure I didn't know the answer. He said, it would go past the known end of the universe. And that's why the mind never fills up with too much information. Anyone who has a computer and has ever scanned a photo knows how much data that information takes up on a disk. Many people can't store photos on a floppy. They have to put it on a CD-ROM. It's just not big enough to hold many of the photos. Well, your brain is taking 20 or more pictures a second the entire time you're awake. And you never, ever, ever fill up the mental storage capacity of the brain. And that's the reason. It just has an incredible amount of learning potential. So don't ever think you don't have potential to learn. The secret isn't lacking the potential as much as knowing how to flip the switch and tapping into the potential. And that's what we'll be learning about in this section of the program, how to tap in to your unlimited learning genius. Survival underlies all brain functions. Your brain's primary function is to detect patterns that will lead to enhanced survival. So when learning, we have to make information relevant to your brain so it will pay attention and learn it. The old model of thinking in the brain was that certain sections of the brain controlled certain learning. The latest studies show that even the simplest act lights up various regions of the brain simultaneously. Just looking at a page of text is not simply a visual activity. It involves language centers and pattern detection and centers that search for meaning and context and relevance. So the entire brain lights up in various sections to even the simplest activity. So learning is now visualized as a multi-path function rather than a localized single function. Your brain has three primary parts, and understanding those three primary parts and their functions